to Tony in Phoenix, Arizona, listening on Sirius. You have Carlo Broussard. What's your question for Carlo?
Carlo, I grew up Catholic. I'm 58 now. Altar boy, catechism. Started having many questions, and I think you need to broaden your horizon to attract more young people to the church. I remember getting the bulletin and the Pope telling me which movie I could not go see, and that birth control was bad,
gay
marriage, and so then I would, and then I have to go into a confession booth instead of going right to the man and talk to a complete stranger and air my sins out to a complete stranger, and he pops five Hail Marys on me, and I'm back on the street like it's all good.
Okay.
So I think all of these things in young people have many questions about it. And then all of these, here, the Catholic Church in general is, you are born a sinner and you are born bad and you sin and you immediately need to be saved and you sin and you sin and you sin and you need to get in here.
Well, Tony, hang on. We're just because we're going around a little bit. So the question is about the doctrine of original sin or about
confession.
The doctrine that we need confession, which, or would you like
sinners?
Okay.
It's just so assumed. And then, why do I have to go to confession?
Okay, there's a great question.
All right. Yeah, so, Tony, you brought up a couple of issues here. First of all, brother, just very briefly, when you stated that we're born sinners, perhaps you might be misunderstanding exactly what the church means when she teaches the dogma of original sin. The church does not teach that we're born with the personal guilt of sin. When the church teaches that we're born in the state of original sin, what she means is that we're born void of God's supernatural life, which is a gift that we would have received had our first parents not forfeited that gift through their original sin against God, as recounted to us in the book of Genesis, in Genesis chapter 3. So that condition of the soul, void of God's grace, void of God's life that's necessary for heaven, that's what's removed in the sacrament of baptism. This is the good news of baptism, Tony, that Jesus Christ, who is God made flesh, came and gave us the sacrament of baptism through which we receive the gift of God's life in order to exist forever in a perfect life of knowledge and love. That's the good news of Jesus and the gift of salvation given to us in baptism. Now, concerning confession, Tony, it's very simple in one way, brother. The only reason why we employ and use the sacrament of confession is because Jesus says so. It presupposes that Jesus is God, first of all. So if you don't believe that, then we're going to have to back up a little bit and do some legwork on that. But let's assume that we both agree Jesus is God. He's the fullness of God's revelation. And so the question is, does Jesus reveal to us what we understand as Catholics in the sacrament of confession or reconciliation? The answer is yes, Tony. All you got to do, pull out your Bible, brother. In John chapter 20, verse 23, Jesus says to the apostles, he breathes on them and gives them the Holy Spirit and says, whosoever sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven. And he doesn't say, whoever sins you declare forgiven or forgiven. No, he says, whosoever sins you forgive, they are forgiven. And whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. Which implies, Tony, that the apostles have the authority delegated to them to make a judgment whether to forgive or to retain based upon the contrition or the sorrow of those who approach them confessing their sins. So we have it directly from Jesus Christ himself. And we see the apostles practice this in James chapter 5. We read about, James tells us how there are some who are sick. They go to the presbyters or the priests who are successors of the apostles, and they're anointed with oil. And James tells us in James 5:14 through 16, if any of them have sins, they will be forgiven. So we see that the sacrament of confession is a gift given to us by Jesus himself.